Everything starts up front. You always hear that. This is a bigger group, as you mentioned, a lot more experienced. Skip, give this defense a big edge now with your group.
We hope so. We really hope so, because you got guys who have played in the defense throughout their careers. You know, from you add the Ricky Jeans, you add the Braille's, you add some guys that have been there, along with the guys who got better as we went along during the season on our own team and coming back. So obviously it adds a tremendous amount to us. Then you add like a young man like Josh Chapman, who's out there playing and who's doing well. So we're anticipating, like I said, just getting better and improving each time out.
You mentioned Josh. He didn't play, but he was in meetings. He watched. Did that help him a lot?
Josh is a guy, as a football coach, you love him because he's a guy that loves football. I mean, last year when he was not playing, he knew all the calls. He could get up on the board and write everything up. He knew everybody's assignment. He could draw up the defense. He's a football junkie. I mean, he comes from a great program down in Alabama, so he was coached very well, and they do a great job down there. So he's prepared. He's tough. So we expect some great things out of Josh.
OTAs. They're really important for everybody, including coaches, aren't they?
OTAs are valuable. I mean, for the coaches, we get a chance to get our hands on the guys here and can work with them and can really have them go through their technique and all the drills and stuff they want to do and improve their fundamentals and everything. And for coaches, it gives us a chance to get coaching again. You know, we sit in meetings quite a bit and getting prepared and looking at film and all other kind of stuff and putting your scheme and plans together. But once you get out there on the field, I know myself, speaking personally, as a coach, I would always rather be on the field than sitting in the building.
This year is your second year with this particular system. How much does it help you?
Well, I think it helps everybody. Anytime you have experience in anything, it helps you get better. And things come a little more easier. You have understanding of things a lot better. So it just helps out tremendously for all of us.
Jeff, we've talked to a lot of the players about how important the OTAs are. Mm-hmm. For coaches, just as important?
Absolutely critical. I'm pleased we have the time to go ahead and have the OTAs and be able to work against the offense. Invaluable. Now we're putting everything together. And the work that we're getting, although we're not having a lot of contact and we're not doing everything that we want to do in the OTAs when we're facing the offense, we can do tons of things. We're trying to do things with our footwork, not so much with our hands. Obviously, we're not striking anybody. You know, we want to take care of each other. But the alignment and the assignment and the reactions to what we're seeing, invaluable.
Last year at this time, nobody knew who Jarrell Freeman was. All of a sudden, he's an outstanding. What do you see in this year's crop?
I'm really excited. I think overall we've got a more complete group right now. We have a lot of guys in the group that can do a lot of different things. So there's some overlap there. I like it. We're cross-training some of the guys so that we can play them at different positions. But these guys have that ability. We have the guys from last year that have a year of learning under their belt in our system. And we have new guys coming in as veterans who have football knowledge coming in and are aware of the things that we're teaching. They pick it up quicker because they've had it for a while. Last year with the first guys, you know, last year with our guys, hey, you know, their slate was clean. We had to start over with them, you know, so it took a little bit of time. But those guys are stronger this year with the additional guys we've got in the room. Really excited about it. I think we got a good group that can do a lot of different things. There's going to be some flexibility and job exchanges and things of that nature in particular defenses because we can. We have the right kind of guys.
You mentioned the guys coming in, Eric Walden, for example. Mm-hmm. How long does it take him to pick it up?
Well, he's football savvy, so he's got a pretty good idea. It's now learning the terminology, understanding what kind of techniques we use, when and how we use those techniques. He's just got to get himself into that. That's all he's got to do, his eyes and everything that we're doing. See, what he did before, don't know. Doesn't really matter. Okay, we saw what we needed to see on the tape in order to say, hey, this is the kind of guy that could fit. Talk to him a little bit. Yep, he's got the brain. He can get this done. But right now, he's kind of transitioning into just learning what we're doing. We still see good things on the field, okay? Once he settles in and he understands what he's doing, understands the fine details of his job, excited. He's going to be all right. Very excited about him.